This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Demi Bandabla. As the National Democratic Alliance gears up to form the new government, political activity has gained momentum in the national capital with leaders of the BJP and JDU holding separate meetings. The NDA parliamentary party meeting will take place in New Delhi today. Newly elected MPs of the BJP, TDP, JDU, LJPR, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of the NDA will attend the meeting. The JDU parliamentary party meeting is also scheduled to be held this morning ahead of the NDA parliamentary party meeting. BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to hold discussions with NDA partners over the cabinet formation. The Election Commission has lifted the Model Code of Conduct, which came into force in the entire country on March 16, the day when the schedule for the Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in some states and by polls in few assembly constituency was announced. In a communication to the Union Cabinet Secretary and State Chief Secretaries, the Election Commission said, as the results of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Orissa and Andhra Pradesh, along with some assembly by-polls have been declared, the Model Code of Conduct has ceased to be in operation with immediate effect. The Election Commission has handed over the list of winning candidates to the President, Draupadi Murmu, which has set the motion for the process to constitute the 18th Lok Sabha. The voting was held across the country in seven phases between April 19th and June 1st. The total number of days of the electoral process this time, from the announcement of polls on March 16th to the counting of votes on June 4th, was 82 days. The Indian National Congress has improved in numbers of MPs in this year's elections in the northeastern states. The Congress has failed to form a government in any of the eight states after 2018, and in 2019, the Grand Old Party was reduced to the four MPs across Assam and Meghalaya. However, the Congress now won the Inner Manipur, Outer Manipur and Nagaland seats besides Tura seat in Meghalaya besides Assam. The outcome of the 2024 Lok Sabha polls has given the Congress another opportunity to rise in the region. The National Investigation Agency has arrested a key accused at Imphal Airport in Manipur in a case relating to a transnational conspiracy by insurgents to spread terror in the northeastern states. The accused was arrested in a case which was registered suo moto by the NIA on 19th of July last year. The accused was alleged of involving in attacks on security forces at various places. Newly elected MP from Tura Lok Sabha constituency in Meghalaya, Salang A. Sangma, has vowed to work to find solution to unemployment in the state. Speaking to media personnel in New Delhi, Sangma said that Meghalaya has a huge number of educated but unemployed youth. He said that the education sector will be one of his priority areas, while adding that he wants people of the state to be happy. Salang Sangma is in New Delhi to complete the formalities including registering himself as the MP in Parliament before the oath taking of newly elected MPs. Sikkim observed the World Food Safety Day yesterday. Health and Family Welfare Department Secretary Dr. A.B. Karki highlighted the WHO statistics, which noted that 600 million people fall ill annually due to foodborne diseases, resulting in 420,000 deaths each year. The Food Safety and Standards Cells, in collaboration with the FSSAI and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, has also launched initiatives like Eat Right Schools, Eat Right Campus, Eat Right Clean Street Food Hub and Eat Right Clean Fruit and Vegetable Markets to strengthen the food safety ecosystem. Meanwhile, Karki issued directives to all food business operators that involved in manufacturing oil-based food products not to reuse cooking oil for food operation. The use of calcium carbide for fruit ripening is prohibited and no artificial colors should be used in watermelons and spices. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.